Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman as the man joins a local library. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example. This time only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, I'm new in the area and I'd like to join the library, please.
That's no problem. Let me get an application form. Here we are. Now, all we have to do is fill this in and then I'll get you to sign it and you'll be a member.
Great.
Now then, what's your full name?
Peter Adrian Camden.
How do you spell Camden?
C-A-M-D-E-N.
C-A-M-D-E-N?
Yes, that's right.
So, Camden is the correct answer. Now we begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, I'm new in the area and I'd like to join the library, please.
That's no problem. Let me get an application form. Here we are. Now, all we have to do is fill this in and then I'll get you to sign it and you'll be a member.
Great.
Now then, what's your full name?
Peter Adrian Camden.
How do you spell Camden?
C-A-M-D-E-N.
C-A-M-D-E-N?
Yes, that's right.
Right. And what's your address?
Flat 5, 53 Green Street, Finsbury.
OK, got that. That's near here, isn't it?
Yes, just 5 minutes walk.
What's the postcode?
7434.
Got that now. Now, can you tell me your date of birth?
8th of July, 1976.
And what's your telephone number?
Well, I don't have a home number, but I've got a mobile.
That'll do fine.
It's 06634982746. Did you get that?
Some of it. Can you say it again?
The code's 06634 and the number's then 982746.
Right. That's almost it. Now, I need some kind of identification to prove where you live. Do you have a driving licence, or a passport, or anything like that?
I'm afraid that everything I have has got my old address on it. Do you need it now?
No, not now, but you won't be able to take anything out until we see that.
Wait a minute, I've got a letter addressed to me here that arrived this morning. Will that do?
Oh yes, that's a good idea. That will be fine. Let's look. Okay. Well, that's finished.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Could I ask you a few questions? The council that runs the library is running a survey to find out what kind of books people prefer so that they can direct their buying.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so what type of books do you like?
Well, I'm very keen on mysteries, you know, when a detective is trying to find out who did the murder. Historical novels interest me too. Romance, never. My sister loves them, but they bore me to tears. I quite like books on animals, too. I get them out sometimes. Not science fiction, either. Too weird.
Well, I think that's it, then.
Good. Oh, do you charge anything?
The library is free unless you want to rent out some of our videos or DVDs.
How much is that?
Well, we rent videos out for $4 each and DVDs are $6. You must leave us a deposit of $60 as well. That's returnable, of course.
I don't think I'll get any of those just yet. Can I pay later?
Sure, just give the money in when you're ready to rent them out.
Well, thanks very much. You've been very helpful. I might take a book out now for the weekend, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Well, goodbye.
That is the end of section one. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.